Good morning, everybody. Number 10. This is the... We've broken into double digits now in the dog days of podcasting, so I'm pretty stoked about that. Although I am having kind of a Mexican standoff with the cats right now. Not really sure what's going on. Okay. So Sebastian is taking his place by the door. Benedict is on the other side of the desk, and they're talking smack to each other. So you can tell they're gamer cats. So Limax on Twitter said, "I'm not an author or a writer, but I'm still enjoying the dog days of podcasting. I think there's something for everyone." And I appreciate that, Limax. Thank you for the comment, for the tweet. I have my coffee here this morning. I hope you don't mind the occasional sip. It's all about getting back into routines, right? And I'm working on getting back into the routine. It's hard when you fall off the wagon and get back on. But I'm getting there. But I just think this morning I need a little go-go juice to get me going. Rick also sent me this message. Things have been a little grim lately. Lost my job 2 weeks ago due to my own mistakes, and I've been struggling ever since to not drop into depression and self-loathing. I've been listening to the dog days, and while my situation is not related to writing, the cast on negativity and not giving up have been helpful. Every little bit of positive affirmation these days is appreciated. Thanks for doing what you do. Rick's good people. And I'm not saying that because he needs positive affirmation. I'm just saying that because it's true. Rick's good people. Part of the reason I'm going to miss the Steampunk Unlimited in Pennsylvania is because that's where I was always certain that I would see Rick and his fam, and he could not be a greater guy. And Rick, I know exactly what you're going through. I can honestly say that I know exactly what you're going through. When you get into the job hunt, it's hard, and that segues very comfortably into an uncomfortable truth about writing, which is rejection. But I'm going to also talk about it in the job hunt perspective as well, because they both apply. So while I still have my day job, I've decided to start floating out the resume and just seeing what's out there. And a couple weeks ago, I was up for a really, really promising position. And it was, it was going to be way better pay, and it was going to be a problem solver, if you will. I think that's the best way to describe it. It was a problem solver. And the interview went so well. The initial interview went so well, they asked me to come back the next day. And the first interview was with their CEO. And when I was waiting for my second interview, the CEO just dropped in just to say hi. And I got to say, my hopes were up. My hopes were sky high, especially when the CEO said to me, "I've seen other people. Didn't like them, but I like you." And it got down between me and two other people. I didn't get it. So this is the part where you tell people, oh, rejection, it just gets easier. You get used to it. It's part of the gig. Don't worry about it. No, it doesn't get easier. I'm just going to tell you. Whether it's day job or whether it is writing or any artistic field whatsoever, rejection blows dead monkey. It really does. I freaking hate it. And I have a theory. Bear with me, folks. I have a theory about self-publishing. The best part of self-publishing is you do not have to deal with rejection because it's being self-published. And this is not going to become an anti-platform against self-publishing because, quite honestly, I'm a hybrid author. I have stuff that is self-published. I have stuff that is published by New York. And I have stuff that is published by independent press. And you know what? I get rejections all the time. I get rejections from agents. I get rejections from publishers. I get rejections from people that read my work. You know, that is a form of rejection that you don't hear people talking about. You submit stuff to blogs and to podcasts for review, and you hear nothing in reply. You send out queries to blogs and podcasts for interviews, nothing in reply. Guess what, folks? That's rejection. And anyone who says it gets easier and, you know, you reach a point where you just don't care, it's their loss, they are lying. Nobody likes being rejected. Nobody. Nobody feeds on rejection. Nobody just says it doesn't affect me. There's a part of you that gets shaken by that. And I have never bought into the fact that it gets easier. I mean, if by getting easier, does it mean that you don't take it as hard as you did the first time? Sure. Okay. In that sense, yes, it does get easier. Does it make it any better? No. and, you know, it sucks. It's just really terrible dealing with someone that says, your work is not good enough for me. And what makes that rejection even harder is that they're in a position, the person that you're submitting it to, they are in a position of power where if they don't like what you do, they don't review it on their blog, which gets X amount of hits. If they are a publisher, they're going to get your work into print, you know? and self-publishing does remove that sting to an extent. But if in the back of your mind you're not thinking, well, you know, yeah, I believed in this project enough that it will be good enough to be, you know, it'll be good enough for print, you know. In the back of your mind, if you're not wondering, but will I ever know if New York picks it up or if, you know, a publisher overseas picks it up, will it be, you know, is it good enough for that? You'll never know. And that can haunt you. So now that I've come clean about at least my thoughts on rejection, let me talk a little bit more about why I continue to subject myself to rejection from agents, rejection from editors, rejection from publishers. It's because I have nothing to prove, but I do understand the challenges of self-publishing. And when you go to a bigger house, be it an independent publisher or be it New York, they do make it easier. They make it a lot easier for impulse buys. They make it a lot easier to access an audience. And, you know, if you think it's because, well, I'm looking for that validation. No, I'm not. I'm not. It's an end to a means. I want my story to reach as many people as possible. And as a self-published author, I'm reaching the same audience. You know, to say, oh, you're reaching the same audience as New York, that's not true. Because they both have self-publishing authors and New York authors, or even independent published authors, they have different audiences. Self-published authors are all, I shouldn't say all, most are online. Most. And that's a big audience. But the part that you're missing, the audience that you're not quite tapping into, are those impulse buys. The impulse buys at airports. The impulse buys at bookstores. Yes, bookstores still exist. And most of them exist at airports. The books that are out in the physical world, impulse buys. Many times you're not going to get that. And that's part of the audience. That's the audience I would like to reach. It's that impulse buy that leads to your book getting more notoriety, getting more face time. And And that, and I still believe that impulse buys are the hardest buys out there. The other thing that independent publishers and New York publishers do that you don't have to on the indie level, on the indie publisher level, I shouldn't say indie publisher because it's kind of blurred now. I put a divider between indie publishing and self-publishing because that was the way it was when I started in 2002, and the self-publishers have kind of nabbed the indie publisher moniker, if you will. Again, I'm not saying that self-publishing is a bad thing. It's not a bad option, not at all. As a matter of fact, I'll even say I've read some self-published stuff that should have been published in New York, and I've read some stuff from New York that should have never received a drop of ink. But, that's the thing. I remember hearing somewhere, I wish I could remember where it was, but the success of a book is not always measured by the quality of the story. And I'm trying to remember where I read that, but when I read that, I just kind of went, whew, good, it's not just me. the idea of being published by New York, it's a beautiful thing, and I loved it, and I still love it. And that's something I'm shooting for. But I also understand that there's going to be some rejection involved. There's going to be that phase I go through. And the same thing goes for just about anything. I send out resumes, and I know for a fact I'm going to be getting rejections. And it doesn't make it any easier. and it makes it even harder when they reach out to you and they say things like, yeah, it came down to between three people. But this is what rejection also tells me. Rejection is a success in a way. Because I pushed myself. I pushed myself that much harder. I will never ask myself, with that job that I lost a couple weeks ago, I will never ask myself, what did I do wrong? Or what did I not do? I will always look at that job and go, I didn't think I had a shot at that. And I pushed myself. And I not only pushed myself, I challenged myself. And I got to that point. I got somewhere unexpected. And it's the same thing with writing. You know, I'm going to go on ahead and take these two works in progress that I have, and I'm going to submit them to publishers and agents. And I very well may get rejected. But you know what? I will never have to ask myself at any time, should I have done this? Should I have done that? How different would it have been? And the other thing I like about it is that if I don't have to self-publish it, that means less work for me. I can focus on writing as opposed to writing and then getting the editor in and then approving the layout, which, yes, I will probably do because I'm that guy. When you get with a publisher, independent press or New York, they do shoulder a lot of work that you don't know about and a lot of authors don't know about. I think that, yes, rejection is crippling. It is terrifying. It is soul-sucking. It is also a motivator. And it drives me forward. It drives me forward to the next project. It makes me go, I know I can push myself a little further. I can take one more step forward. I'm going long, but this is a big topic with not just authors, but real life. Yes, rejection sucks. Yes, it hurts. yes, it never does get better. Maybe a little easier, but it never gets better. That does not mean you stop. You got to look at what you learned and look at the progress that you make. Because with every rejection, that's progress. Because the rejection means you took a chance that you may not have taken before. So it's your choice. Avoid the challenge. Avoid the chance. Take a shortcut. You can avoid rejection. Doesn't mean you're moving forward. And on that, welcome to the Dog Days of Podcasting.